Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of the Purdue University Global Collegiate Entrepreneurs Podcast. The mission of the Purdue University Global Collegiate Entrepreneurs is to carry out the mission of the national chapter, which is to inform, support, and inspire college students to be entrepreneurial and seek opportunity through enterprise creation. With a diverse entrepreneurial community and global network, CEO provides student entrepreneurs with opportunities, events, chapter activities, and conferences to help start businesses. We have a great interview today. Today we're meeting with Adena Bayou, the co-founder of Cornbread Farm to Soul, and established in 2017 by Adena Bayou and Elzadi Zadi Smith. Cornbread specializes in delectable soul food offerings, including baked macaroni and cheese, collard greens, yams, chicken, signature cornbread, and other unique menu items. And let's go right into our interview with Adena Bayou.
I wanted to talk about the history of Cornbread Farm to Soul, Adena, but you know, it was when I was studying your background, I thought that might be probably a good place to start because your background is very impressive. I mean, you're no stranger to franchising, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm really not. I actually love franchising as a concept. It really has helped me get into this business of restaurants and really minimize my risk profile.
Yeah. And, I mean, even more than that, I think you were a multi-unit franchisee, too, weren't you, Adena, or are?
I am. I own multiple IHOPs.
Wow. That's impressive.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I love IHOP. IHOP is great, isn't it? What a wonderful brand.
It's an iconic brand. It's one of those that if you're young and you're starting out in this business, it's one of those brands that you aspire to be a brand for 67 years.
Yeah.
In today's society, that's not anything to take lightly.
No, it is not. Yeah. It's a fantastic place. It's a fun place. It's part of our lives. And so then at some point, Adena, you and your business partner, I think it was Zadi, I guess you had this idea for Cornbread Farm to Soul. So how did that whole thing even come about then?
You know, I fundamentally believe that I always wanted to be disruptive. Mm-hmm. And, when I think about business, some of the people that I look up to are people like Steve Jobs, where you have to be in the industry and you're looking to have an impact and to change it. You have to believe that you can make a change and that you can make a – and by God's chance, you might actually be able to do that, make those differences. So when I came into IHOP, I love IHOP. I love the pancakes. And the market I was serving was really an underserved market. Right. My restaurant was typically in underserved neighborhoods, unexpected neighborhoods, and the populations there – they eat uniquely, and one of the biggest challenges that I got when I got into IHOP was my demographic was predominantly African American and Latino, and breakfast for us is completely different, right?
Sure.
So that's like, can I have grits with cheese? <It's> like, no, I'm not grits with cheese. Or I'll get requests like, can I have catfish? Can I have chicken and waffles, fried waffles? And, it went on and on, and I just started selling those items. In the beginning, I did it without permission, and I got really pissed.
Yeah.
And we came to an agreement. I'm a little rebel, but in a good way. And I have interjected, but we came to a really good compromise.
Yeah.
But I just had this real nagging nudge that I need to do this, and I need to do this in a capacity with freedom. I need to concept that I have in my mind that is going to really take those unique staples, collard greens, the chicken and waffle, the amazing fried chicken, the mac and cheese, the collard greens, the barbecue ribs, and really build a unique concept around it that I can, dive into and take it around the country. And really, it was really from that perspective that Cornbread Farm to Store was born. Right. I wanted to be disruptive. I wanted to make this something unique. I wanted to speak to different demographics, but still have everybody included in the conversation.
Yeah.
And that's what you have when Cornbread is
right.
It's a big, unique brand.
How did you start it with your business partner, Zadie? Adina, is that how it came about? I mean, so you're both co-founders to the organization. So it sounded like she was on board with this idea as well, wasn't she?
She was. You know, Zadie is from the South. She is from 50, Georgia.
Wow.
And when I thought about this concept of Cornbread, I wanted an amazing culinary brain behind it. I wanted somebody to speak the language of food.
Yes.
I want someone that their love language is food.
Yes.
And with Zadie and the food at Cornbread, that's what you get. Her love language is, she's always trying to feed you. I always say to myself, I'm trying to lose weight. I can't be around Zadie.
That's great. That's funny.
She was in a different business. She was in daycare, but was just really dive into food. She loved food so much that she would home cook the meals for the children at her daycare.
Wow.
And her son at the time just happened to be a child at her daycare. And she would send home these amazing food. And I just one day approached her and was like, I have this idea. I want to open this concept.
Mm-hmm.
And to partner with me. I want you to be the culinary genius behind this concept.
Right.
It's already out. And long story short, 5-6 years later, here we are.
Wow.
It's amazing what two brilliant minds that are intentional can do when they come together.
It sounds like it was a great match, you two coming together, wasn't it, Adina?
Oh, it was amazing. One of the best decisions I've made is to pull Zadie into the concept.
That's wonderful. I made sure before I spoke to you today, I ate lunch because I said, I'm going to get hungry talking to you. When I was looking at the menu, I said, I don't think I can go through another hour talking about, baked macaroni and cheese and yams and chicken and caffeine. I said, I can't. So I said, I'm going to eat lunch early today so I can focus on this interview, because it's so different too, Adina, because I've been doing the show now for 15 years. I've interviewed so many pizza franchises, so many hamburger franchises, but nothing like your concept. I mean, and that's a lot to say for, 800 interviews. I said, wow, this is something really different. Like you said, and you mentioned, you have this nice niche in the market. It's so unique, and I think that's fantastic. So when you're talking to, like, let's say, an aspiring franchisee, like they might express interest in Cornbread, Adina. How do you typically describe the concept to them? You mentioned a lot of the key points, but is there anything else?
I think, you're coming into a concept that from inception has been built with a franchise mind, from a franchisee perspective, right?
Yes, yes.
Different here is that I am a franchisee and I built this concept. So
you're
coming thing that from the gate is built for you.
Right.
The unit economics make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
The amazing thing about Cornbread is how wildly successful and crazy it has been received.
Right.
We opened our doors in Brooklyn. I want to say 3 months ago, and we are already profitable within 3 months.
Wow. Oh, my. That's amazing.
We're having an amazing, amazing time when we open this. When we open these stores, it just say the need for this food is pent up.
Right.
We're talking about amazing food where the ingredients are very intentional.
Yes.
I am that is very, very intentional about what I put in my body. Mm-hmm. So when I handcrafted the ingredients for our Big Mac and cheese, it's a 24-hour process. Brine and it's just been amazing. And for me, that's the success for me.
Right.
It's going into communities, opening our door, integrating ourselves within those communities.
Yeah.
And the universe just really allowing us to be aligned with the people mm-hmm. that are walking through our doors. It's
right.
been fantastic.
Because like you said earlier, I mean, food is culture, isn't it, Adina? I mean, that's how I've always thought of food. It's a big part of our culture, isn't it?
Absolutely. And when you think about soul food, I say to people, soul food is American cuisine.
Yeah.
We don't send pizza. Right. Pizza's not from here.
Right.
Tacos is not from here.
Right.
You know, soul food is American cuisine. This is what we own. And I want to be authentic about it. I want to pride to be there that we own this. This is American food, and we have to do it right. And people coming into this concept, understanding that you are coming into a concept that has history.
Yes.
That has the ability to transform communities, right? That have abilities to bring people into this franchise system that historically haven't thought franchising worked for them because it was this unreachable CEO. I'm very relatable, right? I'm a girl from the streets of Newark.
Right.
And Newark Public School, Newark Public Housing, that ultimately took business as a route. And I'm always looking to reach those people that are a mindset that they can do certain things because of that economic background. And I'm always here to say, you will be amazed how powerful your life can change with some ingenuity and some hard work.
Right. It seems like your advantage, I was going to say your advantage too, Adina, because when I was studying, it's unusual for me, you know, as long as I've been doing this podcast, you know, to have a franchisee create a concept. It seems like you're at an advantage because you can put yourself in the franchisee's shoes because you've done it, right? And not all franchisors can say that, you know, and I just think it's such a wonderful advantage. So you think of things like you were saying earlier, unit economics. You know, I've even seen clips of you on YouTube giving advice, you know, on buying a franchise and things like that. I just thought everything you said was very powerful, but your experience is your advantage for Cornbread, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think a couple of advantages that I sort of packed and punched in here is I've been on both sides of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
This restaurant is packed with females that are in supporting roles. My goal is to bring more women into the franchise system because it's such a wealth creator, right?
Yes.
And speaking from a perspective of a female that is a mother, that is a wife, that say, yes, you too can be boss, right?
Yes,
and
right.
That is going to support you in all of that and make sure that you're successful because I'm going to bring you in and give you the services that wasn't afforded to me. I'm going to give my mistakes so you don't have to make them.
Right. It's very powerful. Is technology used in the business model, Adina?
Oh, my God. We are technology. I mean, we're on Lunchbox. We are ordering kiosks.
Wow.
We are, you know, from day one when franchisees come in, we're giving them the playbook. You need yourself a good accountant, a good attorney, and a good bookkeeping. You need to wash your units, your daily. You need to wash your daily because if you don't wash your business, things are going to leave out the back door and sometimes the front door, right?
Right.
I mean, we have apps. We have, you name it, we're on third party.
Yeah.
So it was born in the age of technology, so we're living
right.
it.
Right.
I think majority of our orders are takeout.
Mm-hmm.
So we roll out units, we're designing them where it is takeout friendly, but also these beautiful, I mean, if you look at our Brooklyn store, it's a beauty. It's a beautiful store, right?
Wow, right.
That's what I want fast casual to be beautiful again. I want
right.
you to walk there either in a suit or a hoodie and still feel
yes.
comfortable.
Right. That's it's incredible. And, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, because I've interviewed so many food franchises over the years, Adina, but I've never interviewed your particular category. You know, so I'm thinking of, like, the industry, because there's got to be such a demand for your product, you know. And I'm just thinking, I mean, there's got to be tremendous growth in your industry as well.
Absolutely, because when you look at, and I'm not going to get into numbers, because this
right.
is what it's about. But
right.
a few of contract hours in Brooklyn doing Chick Shack, Chick-fil-A numbers, it
mm-hmm.
just goes
wow.
to speak to you that we are pinned up, that people want this food, mm-hmm. but they want it done in a very unique way. They want to make
right.
sure you're not putting a bunch of salt in your food. You want to make
right.
sure that your collard greens, our collard greens is three ingredients. Collard
okay.
greens, pepper, and we don't cook with salt.
Wow.
And it's probably the best collard green you ever going to have.
Wow.
Hands down. You know, our sauteed cabbage, I eat it every day.
Wow.
You know? So the food is good.
Right.
And when we're talking about food and cornbread, we would never lose. We would never lose.
It's very impressive. So what's been... It's probably a tough question to answer, Adina, but, I mean, one of the questions we like to ask someone like yourself is, like, what's been one of the most interesting things that's happened to you since launching Cornbread? I imagine you probably have 1,000 stories, but does anything really stand out since you've launched the brand?
Yes. The thing that most stand out to me was just a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
One of my managers called me. And there was a lady, an older black lady. She had
mm-hmm.
driven maybe hours to come to Cornbread
wow.
to celebrate her. And
wow.
she was crying. And she said, I'm so grateful for you for putting this here.
Yes.
I've been waiting for something like this for a long time. And she started
wow.
crying.
Wow.
And this lady with her daughter is celebrating her birthday. And my staff was putting me on the phone so this lady can share her gratitude with me. And that is what this is about for me, is
right.
having the people that came before me look at Cornbread and be proud.
Right.
The Madam C.J. Walker that built empires with not even a fraction of the resources that I have today.
Right.
You know, the entrepreneurs, the misfits, the ones that thought they could actually change the world and actually
mm-hmm.
did.
Right.
Those ones I want to look back and say, yes, she is having a profound impact on this.
Right. There's an emotional aspect to your brands that you don't always get with a lot of other. It's interesting how you mentioned, Adina, that woman, she drove quite a far distance to get to Cornbread. And I could see a lot of your customers doing that, you know, and you can't say that for a lot of other, you know, you wouldn't drive, you know, 40 miles for a hamburger, you know what I mean? But you would
right.
for your concept, you know what I mean? So it's interesting. Like you said, there's an emotional aspect for your customers in coming to Cornbread, isn't there?
Absolutely. Because for
wow.
a very long time, they haven't seen the attention given to the
yes.
staff and the food.
Exactly.
So, and here we are, someone that says unapologetically, it's soul food, it's cornbread, and
mm-hmm.
it's going to be the best you ever had. So,
right, exactly.
Yeah.
So when you decided to franchise the concept, Adina, I mean, did you have like something in mind as far as like, your franchisees? I mean, like, so what's important to you in taking on a new franchise? You mentioned, you know, that women, you know, sounds like a particular interest for your franchisees. But so, like, what's important to you in taking on a new franchisee?
I think what's important to me is your heart.
Yeah.
I think if your heart is in anything, you know, I always say the heart is like the kitchen of your body.
Sure.
I want people coming into Cornbread that have aligned vision, aligned, you know, mission of understanding that we want to be impactful. Right. We want to be the first African-American-led franchise group that's focused on soul food, right?
Right.
And I want you to come and add to that, right?
Right.
And
your
heart has got to be in it. Your heart got to be in it. So when I think about the ideal person for the ideal franchisee for Cornbread is someone that have been in the industry, that have nurtured their, you know, business acumen, and now want to branch off and do something impactful, you know?
Right.
And, you know, I tell people all the time, I'm not selling cornbread. I'm selling hope.
Yes.
I'm selling hope for the future. I'm selling you the hope that everything is going to be okay. You just need to get through today, right?
Right, right.
And I'm telling you that we are going to be okay, no matter what's happening to us, so long that we have this unwavering belief that we are going to be okay. We will be just fine.
Right. I can see, too, you know, I was just thinking of this, Adina, because when we were talking about technology, I imagine that a lot of your customers, because there is a lot of emotion attached to Cornbread, that they would share their experience on social media. Have you found that?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. We have, I think, almost 30,000 followers on social media.
And that's incredible.
And we just had a customer did a video of her experience at Cornbread that got close to a million views.
Wow.
I think it's about 900, close to a million views, right?
That's incredible.
And they're constantly sharing their experience, and it's amazing to watch.
Right. Wow.
And it's a affair. It's a love affair, you know.
Right.
Just a little gratitude for my son is emotional for me to watch sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, because the gratitude out of me is sometimes unbearable.
Right. And so this concept, you knew, Adina, that you could franchise this concept, that you know, it could be duplicated throughout the whole country. So what is the training like? I mean, how would that work for someone, like if they wanted to become a franchisee to Cornbread? Would they come to like a corporate kind of setting?
Yep.
Is that how it works? Okay.
Absolutely. You're coming to one of our stores, either in New Jersey or Brooklyn.
Okay. Right.
Spending about with us. And we are showing you the culture and also giving you the support that you're coming into a family. That this is just not any other franchise system. You're number this, you're number that. You're coming into a family that deeply care about you.
Yes.
And the best for you, your family, and your family are people that work for you, the people of your community, and to really push you to be a change agent in your community. And don't just go out there cornbread. Sell hope.
Yeah.
Inspire somebody else to do great things for themselves.
I like how you use the word family, and I've even seen you in previous interviews, Adina, like you've kind of compared franchising to a marriage to some extent, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It absolutely is. This is a 10, 15-year marriage and sometimes longer if you're lucky.
Right.
I've been in the system for over 15 years.
Right.
And still in love, right?
Right.
So the selection process has to be very intentional and grueling. Not everyone is going to be a cornbread franchisee. Not everyone.
Sure.
Not
right.
Going to be a step. We're going
right.
to be very intentional. People
right.
talk about how to become a Chick-fil-A. That's
mm-hmm.
our model. It's very hard to be
wow.
a cornbread.
Wow. Which says a lot about the brand, that how much you care about the brand and you want your franchisees to be equally as successful, and you wouldn't take them on if they didn't have that passion or love for the brand, it sounds like.
Yes, because restaurants, not just franchises, they take up a great part of your life.
Right.
They take up a great deal of your life. And you just have to be okay with that. That's the only way this works. If not, you are going to check out within the first 6 months.
Right, exactly. So I was mentioning earlier, Adina, I saw this video of you on YouTube, and you were giving this great advice to people who are interested in buying a franchise. What advice would you give to our listeners? Because the majority of our listeners are individuals who express an interest in buying a franchise, but there's so much out there today to choose from that it becomes rather difficult. You knew early on, it seemed like, what brand you were attracted to and what you liked, but not everybody does. So from everything you've learned up to this point, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise?
Oh, that's a great question. The first one is, you have to love the brand.
Yes.
I love with every facet of my body.
Right.
I love the pancakes. You've got to be in love with the brand.
Right. Yeah.
Study the brand and understand, are you guys aligned?
Mm-hmm.
Because when there are alignments, the rest will fall in place.
Yes.
Right? Make sure the brand have values and are doing things that are important to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to be the ambassador of that brand once you come into that. So make sure there are value alignment there. I can't stress that enough, right?
Yeah, right.
But I think ultimately the brand.
Yes.
And if when your heart is in it, you can do 20 hours a day. Sometimes people will have to get me out of my restaurant. And I have never stayed in my life.
And it was interesting, too, because I taught, you know, you mentioned, you know, early on, you know, like things like, you know, unit economics. And because not everybody understands numbers, too, Adina, right? So, you know, I remember you mentioning, like, you know, it's okay to get an accountant, you know, or get a franchise attorney. You know what I mean? And have them, you know, look these things over.
It's a must.
Yeah.
It is a must.
Yeah.
Do not do this alone. Get you a really seasoned accountant.
Mm-hmm.
Get you a seasoned franchise attorney. And just don't go pick up no general practitioner. Let them focus on franchising.
Yeah.
And build a team around you. I tell the people all the time, I am not the smartest person in the room. My team is.
Right.
My team, bring A players around you that you can learn from.
Right. It's powerful. I think it's great advice.
And be flexible on people, but not on procedures and policies.
Ah, I see. Wow, that's powerful.
Go easy on people, but very inflexible on procedures and policies.
Right.
Non-negotiable.
That's franchising, right, Adina? Is following the procedures, as you mentioned, you know, is so important to the success. So if you could look into a crystal ball, like maybe 1 year or 3 years or 5 years down the road, Adina, where do you see Cornbread?
When I think about Cornbread, my 5-year vision is to be a leading franchise group.
Mm-hmm.
In the whole system that has gone public.
Right.
And really, really have an impact in the restaurant industry.
Right.
Be impactful in ways that are just not related to restaurants, but be impactful in that we are looking at people and members of our society that are marginalized and giving them opportunities, be it formerly incarcerated people. Cornbread is heavily involved in hiring formerly incarcerated people.
That's wonderful.
I highly recommend that we look at those people of our society that made mistakes and are now are able to be given a second or fair chance.
Right.
So I would have a real impact 5 years from now at a greater scale in terms of putting a dent in that. But looking back, I want to be a restaurant that we can look back and say, wow, she did that.
Right. Of course. I would be interested, too, to see over the course of time, Adina, if you're even like your employees, you know, talk about like giving second chances, that your employees maybe someday they could be franchisees, couldn't they?
Oh, that's already in the works.
Wow.
First franchisees of Cornbread are going to be my employees.
Wow. It makes sense.
Who else to be example of the people that helped build it with me?
Right, of course.
I make more people owners of restaurants. That is my dream. Because I know franchising is a wealth creator, right?
Yep. Yes.
Giving people the ability to own a piece of where they're spending more than 50% of their day is magical. And that's what I want to do with Cornbread.
That's wonderful. What is the best way for our listeners, Adina, to get more information on Cornbread? Of course, as the franchise opportunity and even the product itself, where they can get it. I know it's kind of New Jersey, New York right now, but any websites you can kind of plug to give our listeners more information?
Oh, yes. We have cornbreadsoul.com.
Okay.
You have me on LinkedIn. You have Instagram, cornbreadsoul again. You have Facebook. We're all over. I'm on Instagram as well as Adina Bio. I'm on LinkedIn as Adina Bio. A ton of people already reached out to me on LinkedIn. Hey, I'm looking to French. So that sort of thing. So, yeah.
Wonderful. That's great. Well, I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed finally having the chance to talk to you, Adina, because I've been following you for a while now. You know what I mean? So to have the chance to get to finally interview you today has been a privilege for me. And I would already like to invite you back over the next year or two as you continue to grow, because I think you have a wonderful concept.
Oh, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you.
This has been my pleasure, Adina. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.